Late in King Lear, Act 4, Scene 5, to be precise, the old king, cast off by his unloving daughters and wandering in a storm, comes upon his faithful servant, Gloucester. The earl's eyes have been ripped out by Lear's enemies. Recognizing him, the king reminds him that tears are all too human. If thou wilt weep my fortune, take my eyes. I know thee well enough. Thy name is Gloucester. Thou must be patient. We came crying hither. Thou knowest the first time that we smell the air, we wail and cry. When I think what London's West End lost when I took up the calling, it's... Lear himself wants to cry. He's learning that tears talk truer than the tongue. One might call tears a language of the body. We bespeak ourselves through them. Yes, anyone who has known unfaithful love knows that the body can be made to lie. There are false kisses, false embraces, false nights of love. But tears, like shudders, speak unbidden by the conscious mind. They self-attest. And tears are a human language undivided by the tongues of earth. What they lack in articulation, tears gain in meaning. Even infants, those without a voice, can speak in tears. We came crying hither. Thou knowest the first time that we smell the air, we wail and cry. Tears mean more than words, though they don't speak clearly without being embedded in life. Infants cry only from distress, but adults can weep tears of sorrow and of joy. Many years ago, when I was just the parochial vicar at the cathedral. Oh, wait a minute, 30 years later, and I'm still the parochial vicar at the cathedral. Give me just a minute. I took a group of high school students here in Dodge Christmas caroling, and we visited the home of shut-ins. I knew these people well from hours of conversation. But a quarter of a century later, I recall the eloquent face of a woman who stood in her door and wept as the children sang. Tears bespeak a bounty deeper than words can tell. Tears are one way to understand the mystery of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, they've often been seen as a manifestation of the Spirit's presence. When we struggle to speak, we flail for words, trying to see the end of each sentence. But we don't need to articulate tears. They carry us where they will. Like the Spirit, they speak within us, through us. Like tears, the presence of the Spirit, the silence of God, is not easily feigned. It comes over us, overwhelms us. We no more control the Spirit than we choose when and where and why we cry. Who the Spirit is within the Godhead is difficult to say. The churches themselves divide on the very question. What we know of God, we know in the eternal Word of God, Jesus Christ. We would not even know to address the very mystery of God as Father had Christ not taught us to do so. And we would not know that the deep graces, the movements of life welling within us, are the very Spirit of God, had Christ not revealed this to us. Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me. He said this in reference to the Spirit that those who came to believe in him were to receive. We usually know why an infant cries, but we cannot always fathom a grandmother's tears. Sometimes we need words to understand, to situate, to name our tears. In like manner, the Holy Spirit does not speak for himself. He is always the Spirit of Christ, which is why the Spirit will never say something other than what has already been revealed in Christ. Yet the Spirit speaks at a deeper, more personal level. Christ would speak to us only in history, were it not for the presence of the Spirit, the one who seals his words, spoken ages past, within our living hearts. At the end of King Lear, the old man is reunited with his truest love, his dead daughter, Cordelia. When the play began, she had refused to lie about her love for him, as her sisters had, because, unhappy that I am, I cannot heave my heart into my mouth. At play's end, holding her body in his arms, Lear is convulsed with grief. Howl, O you men of stones. Had I your tongues and eyes, I would use them so that heaven's vault should crack. She's gone forever. That's what we've always wanted. Tears and inarticulate cries that all on earth and heaven itself can understand. And that's what we've been given. For the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings.